Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick aside, since I just mentioned the Valkyries,
yep.
I thought this was one of the cutest things that I'd seen. And everybody thinks their own kids are cute. But your daughter says cute stuff all the time. My 11-year-old came to me yesterday doing the show last night, and I told him, I said, hey, the Valkyries are on. Go turn on KPIX Plus while I'm doing the show. You can watch the Valkyries game. He watched the Valkyries, and they're up at half. They're playing really well against Minnesota. Minnesota hadn't lost a game yet all year. And then Minnesota comes out in the second half and does what really good teams do. And they're like, all right, little adjustment. We're going to tighten that screw over there. Boom, we're going to fly right by the Valkyries. Comes to me, he's like, Dad, what the hell is up with the Valkyries schedule? Who set this thing? Why are they playing only the good teams? And he's like, yeah, New York twice followed by Minnesota. This is unfair. So he would like to talk to the WNBA schedule makers. Apparently, this is a little hot coming out of the gate for the first six games of the Valkyries' career.
That is pretty awesome.
It's a little hot.
It's pretty awesome that he's that dialed in.
We're going to need a cupcake on the schedule. Let's mix it in, okay?
Yeah, and I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I would imagine that there's some cake coming. I was reading The Athletic earlier, and one of their reporters has him power ranked as number 8 out of 13 right now.
Okay.
That's pretty darn good for an expansion team.
They're not the worst team.
No.
At all. At all. And, man, they've got a super fan. I don't know if you noticed this. This Brandon Pajemski in the first row thing is not just for one game. It's for all the games.
All the games.
All the games. Pods is just there, sunglasses, first row, every game, ready to ride. Super fan.
That's pretty awesome.
All the Valkyries games. So, anyway, I was just looking at the kid. I'm like, how do you even know that Minnesota is really good? Dude, I need to give you less screen time. What the hell's going on inside that brain?
You mentioned it last week.
Good
he
God.
Will watch anything and everything.
Dude, he comes to me in the morning and it's like, let's lay it out.
What do we got today?
What is there NHL? What's happening tonight? I'm like, kid, here's a ball. Go outside. What is happening right now? Anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. By no stretch, and I wonder if it sounds like this, I'm not throwing a wet blanket on the Warriors offseason. They're the Warriors. They'll be aggressive. I Mike Dunleavy, I think he does a really good job. This has all made sense to me each year so far in his tenure as the GM. They're going to do something. They're going to make moves. But for me, the way I'll look at it is to kind of take my eyes off of these sort of ultimate prize things that we're all talking about right now. I don't see that as the thing. I don't see Giannis as the thing. I don't see Kevin Durant as the thing. And after listening to Bobby, what I see as the thing is we don't even know who could be the thing until we know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. Nothing really moves forward or backward until they decide what their options are and what they want to do with Jonathan Kuminga. Nothing right. until then.
No, and until they make that decision, and I'm sure Mike Dunleavy's already making phone calls to try to determine what team's interest is in Jonathan Kuminga and before they go out there and sign in. And I wonder if those conversations also don't, you know, encapsulate, like, how much would you want to pay Kuminga if we traded him to you? If we did a sign and trade for Kuminga at 30, would that be something that you'd like? Or do we need to have that thing, you know, at about 20? I wonder if you can get that specific about those conversations.
They
because,
would have to.
Yeah, if it's a sign and trade.
Yeah, they would have to. They would yeah. have to involve Jonathan and his agent and all of that as well.
Well, even before that, they'd have to involve Mike Dunleavy and the other GM to say, get a yeah. sense of yeah. what would you be comfortable paying him in this sign and trade scenario, because the Warriors would love to do a $50 million a year sign and trade.
And nobody thinks that anybody wants to pay Jonathan $30 million a year.
No. And I was looking at the rookie extensions that were signed by the players in his draft class, and Moses Moody was one of them, 3 years and 39. There were some monsters like Scotty Barnes, Evan Mobley. Fine. Those are phenomenal players. Yeah. Cade Cunningham, he also got the max. Jalen Green, 3 years, $106 million,
okay.
which is about 35 and change.
Okay, 35.
The one that hit me was Corey Kispert, Washington Wizards, 4 years, $54 million. Okay. Kispert is averaging about 11 and change a game.
That's 13 a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was when he was rookie eligible, which, yep. you know, Kuminga wanted a lot more last offseason, didn't get it, and that's why we are where we are. But with only one team with a lot of money, a depressed market, and a lot of teams in gridlock. I'm not saying he's going to get $13 million a year, but it feels more and more like 20 would be, like, if the Warriors are going to keep him, I would not be stunned if it was like a three-year, $50 million deal.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, I would not be stunned at all if he got the Klay Thompson contract. I would not be stunned at all
yeah.
if that's what he got. And I think that that's what that was, wasn't it? It's about
$3.50. It's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that would not stun me at all. And that may end up being the option, you know, because I don't know who else is out there that's going to, I mean, you know, look, Bobby said, sure, there'll be teams interested. But again, yeah, that's based on what the number is. So the Warriors, look, you can blame them for it, and that's fine. I think that you're ignoring some circumstances when you do that. But the bottom line is this. They have woven themselves a tough little spot in the corner of the room. So you have a player who's a restricted free agent. You didn't play him. So you've kind of got, whether it's anyone's fault or not, what's been created is a little bit of a chasm there. There's a little bit of a disconnect between these two sides, the player and the team, right? Or maybe even three sides, as Anthony Slater put it out, the player, the team, and then ownership. So you've got all of that. However, you have a limited amount of interest from the rest of the league. And now you know that even if you do have that interest from the rest of the league, what you can take back on that new deal is only half as much. And you're desperately trying to get better with an aging core. What's the answer there? I mean, there's not a great answer. And if you can get him to sign a three-year deal that doesn't break the bank, that may end up being the right thing to do, because A, you could keep him and C, if you can figure out a better way for him to fit in, or B, he then becomes probably a pretty tradable contract at the deadline later this year.
Yeah, attractive to another team. If yeah. it's, you know, 3 and 50, a team might think this is a good young player. Yeah, and you won't have to attach as many assets with him in order to make it work. Just looking at some of the numbers for next year, they're about $18 million away from entering the tax, the luxury tax. Now, having Kuminga's bird rights, you can go over the cap because he's your own player, but you start getting up into the aprons, and I won't bore everyone with the rules, but you start to lose your ability to do certain things when you get into those aprons. Like, you can't accept more money in a sign-and-trade, and you can't aggregate salaries in a trade, and when you get up to a certain level, there are things that you are hamstrung from doing based on how much your salaries are.
888-957-9570. If Kuminga is the big move this offseason by the Warriors, how does that make you feel as a Warrior fan? The Padres are in town. We got some stuff on that as well, as the Giants finally have a division rival that they care about coming to Oracle Park starting tonight. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Tibbs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, check out The Roast with the Joes, Steiny and Goo, their podcast as well. Make sure you're subscribed to everything. We'll keep taking your calls. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
We're going to get back to what Bobby Marks just told us about Jonathan Kuminga and get to some phone calls here just momentarily. Real quick, this started with Grandy on Friday when you were at the graduation.
Yep.
And I hope it was a graduation sensation.
Cha-ching. It sure was.
I don't know what happened over
Cha-ching!
The weekend. Something happened to me. All of a sudden, the football Jones just went flying through my body.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God.
You jonesing for it? Like you've already named your fantasy team, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Spadoni's Windows. And somebody is now calling us old for referring to them as windows instead of tabs. The tabs are what you click on, and what is open is an internet window.
No need to defend yourself. Spadoni's like, Windows sounds a lot better than Spadoni's Tab.
There's that too. Spadoni's Tab sounds like he's walked out on a bill.
Or it sounds like he's drinking a soda from the 70s.
Oh my God.
Shout out Maureen Fulton.
Now we sound old. If you know what Tab soda, my mom used to love Tab.
Tab and Fresca.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Anyhow.
Yeah. Grandy came in here and started talking about how Scott Hansen's going to be back for the Red Zone channel. And then on Friday, or Thursday, one of those days, it was 100 days until the first NFL Sunday. And I'm telling you, I spent all weekend just with an NFL Jones.
Attaboy.
Jones.
Nice.
I'm like, it's June. Somebody should be texting me soon about where fantasy drafts are going to be taking place. Where's the text? Come on, people. What are we doing? I don't know what happened, man. OTAs were open last week.
Yep.
We started talking about maybe going down to Santa Clara to do a show or two. Something happened. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Awesome. Yeah. You got to stay ready.
Oh, I'll be ready.
You don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
Plus, vibes are good. Like, no.
The schedule is amazing.
Oh, my God. It sucks so bad.
And today when you sent that grid, every team and every point spread and all of the rest advantages and disadvantages. And I clicked through that thing for about an hour, all those different colored boxes. And I was, you know me, I like the geeky stuff.
That's why I sent it to you.
I was so excited.
I'm like, this looks like Dibs made this, yep. Even though you didn't make this.
Niners favored in 15 of 17.
And they have a rest disadvantage. Wait for it. One time. And it's for one day. In other words, they will have played on a Monday when the team they play plays on a Sunday. One time.
Yep.
49ers are going 12-5 this year. Maybe better.
Cuckoosh. Lock it up. All right. Maybe
then,
better.
Then somebody might get hurt or whatever, but well, then it changes it. But
yep.
Like their schedule with no rest disadvantage. Yeah. Yeah.
I think expectations versus hope. Oh. And this is what makes.
It's always hope, though.
No,
I'm not like 12-5 or I'm going to be mad at you.
No, but you can't say 12-5 and not have that be an expectation at some level.
Oh, no.
I'm angry, Jeff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I guess if you want to put that word on it, you can play with that. But I'm not like 12-5 or you're chumps. No, I just think that it's a prediction. I think they're going to win 11 or 12 games this year.
You expect them to make the playoffs.
Yes.
You hope they win the Super Bowl.
Well, sure. I hope that every year.
Yeah, I don't. And there's only a few teams that you could say probably not that they could expect to win the Super Bowl because football is such a crapshoot with injury and an oblong ball and that yellow hanky from those eight beautiful people.
I think any season, like maybe when Durant was here, but anytime you walk into a season and expect your team to win it all, you're a banana head. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know how many things have to go right for that to happen?
The Durant teams, though, I would say
sure.
that's fair.
There are exceptions when you're like, dude, we are just head, shoulders, knees, and toes better than the rest of the league. But if you go into any season, I think a Dodger fan, if you expect them to win the World Series, good luck. It's less than 50-50 for sure. Like, Vegas fact.
Dodgers or the field?
Yeah.
I mean, not now, but if I would have offered, and I can't offer you that.
I would have taken the field. I'd have taken the field for sure.
Baseball is a tough one too.
Baseball. Like somebody hits a ball off the end of the bat and it floats over the first baseman's head and you win.
You bring your ace in after 2 days of rest and he gets 16 outs on the road in a game seven. Like
that. If you ever want to know how crazy baseball is, we were just talking about that last week. That game. The Giants and Royals in 2014, that's your game. Just watch that baseball game. You flanked Jake Peavy and Tim Hudson with one another. Neither one of them had anything left in the tank. Neither one of them pitched very well. You started Juan Perez in the outfield. Michael Morse got the World Series winning hit in the fourth inning with an exit velo of about 12. And then, a pitcher who just pitched 2 days ago came in and essentially flirted with no-hit ball for like six innings. That is not how sports works. But it was that year.
Yep.
And it was that day. So
The Athletic had a story over the weekend, top 25 games in the last 25 years.
And?
That game is in there. And I think the Giants have three on the list. That was number 14 on their list.
Okay.
Giants 3, Royals 2. And they also had... And I hate to have to say this, but 2002 World Series Game 6.
Stop it. I don't
that was number 12 on the list.
I was there.
And number 9, 2021 NLDS, Dodgers 2, Giants 1.
Oh, was that the Bellinger hit?
Yeah. That's number 9.
I threw something. I can't remember what I threw. But
you're not usually a thrower.
I threw something when he got that hit.
The number 1 game, Diamondbacks 3, Yankees 2,
oh,
2001 World Series.
Luis Gonzalez.
It's kind of a fun read if you subscribe to The Athletic.
Yeah.
Search it out. It's fun to go down memory lane.
All right, Bobby Marks joined us just about an hour ago and said this with regard to the Warriors offseason and Jonathan Kuminga.
It all depends on Kuminga. It really comes down to he basically controls free agency in Golden State because if they sign him to a contract and bring him back, then that's really it as far as what they can do in the offseason.
So Kuminga controls the offseason. So if the Warriors were to bring him back, that's kind of it. There's your big move. How would that feel to a Warrior fan? Let's take some calls on this. Let's go to Joe in Napa. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you should pay Kuminga more than, say, $45 million for 3 years, maybe $50 million. But I want to throw a name out there that I came across, and it's not like a flashy name, but John Collins. He's on a last year contract. Next year, he's set to make $26 million. He only played 40 games last year, but he averaged 19 points, 8 rebounds, 30 minutes, and he shot 85% from the free throw line and 40% from three-point line. So, like, you know, 85% on the free throw, 40% three-point, and he's a forward center. So I think he would mesh really well with the Warriors kind of small ball, but he'd also get you, you know, hopefully kind of like a 20 points, 8 rebounds a game. And he's averaging a steal, block shot in 30 minutes. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I think you've been on Basketball Reference. That's what I think, John. No, but Joe, thank you. Thank you for the call. I don't mind John Collins. He's in Utah right now. He's a 6'9" power forward, and we just got all of his stats. That's all true. I don't know how feasible it is to fit a $26 million contract on the Warriors right now. If Kuminga's involved somehow there, there would have to be other players thrown in. So that's a maybe. But I also, I don't know. Like, the other thing to add into this conversation is that the Warriors have some very clear needs, and they've got to address them. They have to address them. So they can't just go get a player because you're like, oh, he's nice. Because if you're that strapped and you make a big move for somebody that's making $25 million a year, where does that leave you for going to get somebody tall? You know, you've got to get somebody who's 7 feet tall this year. You have to. There has to be some different three-point shooting. There has to be a backup point guard. Like, I don't know. They're like, the Warriors might shop this offseason more for specifics than just like the greatness of a player, which is why I know what everybody wants to do. It has to be a certain type of player.
And I think it has to be a certain type of players. You need more than just one player, like a backup point guard. Yeah, you need a backup point guard, but you also need a wing who can defend. You need on-ball defense, and you do need size. So all those things are probably not going to be accomplished because, as Bobby Marks said when we had him on, you don't have a lot of options. Your options are, you know, even if you let Kuminga go and you get nothing back for him, that still leaves you in a tough spot as far as how much money you have underneath the salary cap and underneath the various aprons. And so you don't have really that salary spot to attract a player. And if you do sign and trade Kuminga, you're probably not going to bring in somebody who's highly priced. Like John Collins making 26, you're not going to be able to do that with just Kuminga alone. And
Nope.
Kuminga and Moody, and now you attach a pick for 1 year of John Collins, no thank you.
Yeah, no thank
That's
you.
That's going to be a no from me.
Yeah, I'm with
dog?
You.
Dog?
Thanks, dog. let's go to Eric in San Jose. Eric, what are you doing?
I'm driving down 280 trying to get home, man.
Good luck.
Thank you. I got a sleeper pick for you guys. Steven Adams is available. He has played with a shooter for a long time. And not just that, he can act as a mentor for TJD and Quentin Post.
Eric, I don't mind the Steven Adams idea at all. I love that you have him as kind of a sleeper. I think that there are actually some others who agree with you. We've heard that. We've had that name kind of thrown around. Eric, thanks. And that's the type of free agent from a financial standpoint the Warriors can fit. The problem is I do see Steven as somebody that multiple teams are really going to want, which A, drives the price a little bit, and B, it gives the player an opportunity to kind of get the lay of the land and see where they want to go next. The good news for Steven and why he would potentially choose a Golden State is he's starting to, unless I'm wrong, how old is Steven Adams? Steven's been around for a minute.
Yeah, I got him at 30. He'll be 32 coming
perfect.
Up in July.
Okay, so he's not Like, he's getting to that age where he might be willing to do 1- and 2-year deals at his stops, and he would like to win right now. He's not thinking about years down the road. That's the type of player that might join a Steph Curry. And Steven is a tremendous kind of locker room guy, you know, just handles everything really well. I like that idea. I really do. I do not know what the feasibility of it is. I don't know what the Warriors think of him.
His last deal was 2 years and $25 million yep. for Houston, so he made 12 and a half. And I was a little stunned to see how little he played this year, not even 14 minutes a game. So for me, if he's going to come in and make, you know, what Kevon made last year of $8 million, well, okay, maybe then. I don't think that Steven Adams anymore is a guy you're going to put out there a lot, especially on a team like the Warriors, where you need player movement, ball movement, and it's just not what he does. He's not a shooter. I mean, you got him off the floor through the hack strategy. I don't think that he's the right player at the right time for the Warriors.
No, that's interesting. I mean, yeah, you'd have to, like Warrior fans, we got so triggered last year at the poor free throw shooting at the start of the year. Better get that off your mind, because that's he's not a good one, despite the fact that he kind of made the Warriors pay for it a few times in that series. But as far as leadership, rim protection, rebounding, physical presence inside, I'm surprised that you're down on that idea, considering how cost effective it would be.
Well, I love the player and I love the person from Rotorua, New Zealand. I have a couple of friends who live there, and they all just rave about Steven the player and Steven the person. I think he's too far down the road. He's had
too far down the road
injury wise. He missed a whole year.
Yeah.
And then this past year he battled injury as well. I just worry about an old team. You're adding in a guy who's got some injury concerns, and offensively he's mostly a non-factor. I just think that he would have been a fit 5 years ago.
Yeah, I hear you. But again, all you're looking for right now is just like a boop, just a spurt. You're looking for a spurt. It's probably a 1-year deal. Could be a mid-level exception kind of a thing. And you go for it. And you go for it next year. Even those of us who talk about, ooh, what are we going to do for the next 2 years? You notice that that's not the way Mike Dunleavy talked about it in exit interviews. He said, 1 year.
Right, 1 year.
1 year. You're looking at next year. That doesn't mean they're trading Steph after the year. It means you don't assess the year after this one until this one happens. Because, yeah, new things could be on the table for sure. So all you're looking for is to come in, play 65 games, and protect the rim when we ask you to. Get a rebound. That's it. That's it. I'm in on that idea.
I'd rather have Kevon Looney if they were being paid the exact same.
Really?
Yeah. Kevon has a deep understanding of the offense, and I think Kevon can rebound just as well as Steven Adams.
Ooh,
and Kevon's more reliable.
I don't agree.
Kevon's more durable.
Yeah. He's more durable. But
younger.
Him rebounding as well as Adams, I do not agree with at all. I think Steven is the kind of presence that the Warriors would, it would change things for them, or at least give them a different dynamic when you're going against teams and it feels like you're kind of getting overwhelmed inside. Someone who can finish around the rim on the offense, somebody who can rebound the ball and have that kind of physical presence on defense.
Kevon, more rebounds per game last year than Steven Adams in almost identical minutes per game.
That's fine. Yeah. And he's asked to do a lot more of that on the Warriors, where Houston's got a lot of Shangoons and Thompsons that are down there also rebounding with him. But
well, Kevon's got to fight Pods for rebounds and the occasional Kuminga snatch of a rebound.
He does fly through there. Yes, that's possible.
Okay, Looney played Adams played 13.7 minutes a game, Kevon 15. So almost an identical player as far as their role.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Neither one that relied upon.
No. But, I mean, again, I thought you could feel it in the series when the two sides played together. Kevon is not the physical presence that Steven Adams is. I thought you could feel it when we watched that series.
Yeah, to an extent. And, you know, when you have Şengün, it makes it a little bit easier. And when the Warriors don't have any size... And, you know, Quentin Post was mostly played off the floor in that series. And so now you had Kevon and not much else out there.
I'm trying to refigure this one out. 888-957-9570. Again, we were talking this out earlier in the show. Shams was on the Pat McAfee show and said this.
This is the most, I think, anticipation team executives have had over an offseason. I think this is going to be the craziest offseason of all of. I don't want to say all the time. We just came off a trade deadline. We just came off a trade deadline. I think what might have been, it was the craziest of all time. I think this offseason might be the most craziest ever. What you have right now is you have the parity
English
in the league.
English class
sucks. It's so thin right now. Like, as far as the thin line of where you can win a championship or you might be falling into the lottery. And I think the ability to go out there and improve your team and get there to championship level, I think that's on the minds of everyone around the league. So how can you elevate your team?
Okay, so if it's going to be a crazy offseason, there's going to be trades flying everywhere at the same time. Everybody's cash strapped. Nobody really wants to fit anything in. Nobody can fit anything in. My curiosity is through the roof. I don't functionally really see how everybody's going to get these deals done, but my curiosity is through the roof. And if those on the inside say this is going to happen, I'd be very, very surprised if the Warriors didn't knock on every door and do something creative. I will tell you, after listening to these conversations, I feel it slightly more likely than not that Jonathan is not going to be on the team next year. That's sort of one of my, because I don't think that that's going to land very well with the team or with people if their big acquisition for the offseason is basically just to stay the same and put Jonathan back on the bench where he watched a bunch of basketball games the last couple of months.
Then it becomes a challenge to figure out how you turn Kuminga in a sign-and-trade into something that is going to be better than Jonathan Kuminga. Because at his floor this year, Jonathan Kuminga was a DNP. Steve Kerr joined us in his exit interview with us and said, yeah, if I get an offseason in a camp with Kuminga and the other three, we're going to figure out a way to make it so these guys can all play together. So I wouldn't anticipate another slew of DNPs. And the other piece that makes me think that he might actually be coming back is the one thing you have to do with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy next year is protect their minutes. This year, Draymond said it, we've all said it, starting in February, they were playing playoff games, and you got into a best of seven with Houston, Steph played too much, game one, he gets hurt against Minnesota, season over. So you have to find a way to use youth early on in the year, and that's Jonathan Kuminga, a guy who could go out there and play 32 minutes a night from game one and give those guys a chance to, you know, rest their bodies more.
Does this surprise you? This is from our crossover earlier today. Lucas put this out on 95.7 The Game as a poll on Twitter. You can go check it out. You can vote. We're getting through a good number of votes here. But it was off the comment that I made that, you know, what would it take to have Giannis, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond all on the same team? You would have a carcass left over as the rest of your basketball team. So then we got to the point of what if you get Giannis, and I can guarantee you a title next year, however after that, 12 years of not making the playoffs, would you do it? What do you think the voting public is saying right now?
I would say the majority of people are saying yes.
What kind of a clip do you think?
I would say close to two-thirds, one-third.
Okay. It's even higher than that.
Wow. 3/4 to 1/4?
It's even slightly north of 3/4.
4/5 to 1/5?
76. It's about 3/4.
Man.
3/4 of you are saying that if you could have a title next year, you're fine with the next 12 years after that of not making the playoffs at all. First of all, I can tell you one person who did not vote yes. His name's Joe Lacob. I know that he wouldn't do that.
My response to those results, you're lying. All those people are lying.
Interesting.
You would not.
Well, I wonder how much this is. Reason I brought it up, I'd love to get into a conversation about this with some of you who are actual people, not Twitter bots. I wonder if that's a Twitter thing. Do y'all actually feel that way? Would you take a title next year if it then meant for you 40-year-olds, you're in your 50s the next time the Warriors make the playoffs?
It would be 2037, 38.
Okay. You're making that trade? That's how hard up you are for a ring when you just got four? I don't understand that.
I don't believe
and
it.
And I'm absolutely, maximize Steph, absolutely. But you all are willing to turn in 12 years of fun? You're willing to do that so that Steph can get one more? I'm with you. I think that is totally full of crap.
Now, if you're talking about the 49ers in this conversation, if I could guarantee you the Super Bowl this year, if, you know, blah, 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 or 12 years after that of not only not making the playoffs, but you're going to be, you're going to be between 3 and 5 wins for 12 years. It's a little bit more believable for me.
A little bit. It's still excruciating.
It's painful.
That's a long time.
I think about Mark Grandy and Lucas Alexander, director of sports, yep, and the god of everything, respectively. They're both in their late 20s, early 30s. They've never...
never seen it.
They've never seen it.
Would you do it? Would you do it, Mark?
Wait, who's the god of everything?
You, Grandy.
Yeah. Oh. It's because
I was waiting for the ding.
Because you won knockout twice.
Well, and you didn't have a title, and I director of sports, and I didn't want to say board op, you're more than that. Technical director, you're more than that.
Knockout champ.
Fill-in host, you're more than that.
Knockout champ.
Two-time.
Yeah.
Two-time knockout champ.
Overtly sickly, you're more than that. Man, you're a lot of things.
Would I trade one more championship or 12 years of future?
Niners.
You get a guaranteed Super Bowl this year.
You win the Super Bowl next year, but then no playoffs for 12 years. Yeah, see, it's painful.
It is, but it's, I think, more believable for a late 20s, early 30s Niner fan who's never, shout out Guru, tasted the sweet
Niner. I don't know. A fifth Steph championship might be more meaningful to me than the first Niners championship in my lifetime.
That's an interesting statement.
Yeah, that's bold.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Brock Purdy is on the precipice of being the best quarterback of all time, but Steph's on the precipice of being the best point guard of all time, and one more championship might push him over the top.
Did you say Brock Purdy's on the precipice?
No, he's not on the precipice. A Super Bowl championship doesn't mean anything for Brock Purdy in terms of the standing. There's a lot on the line for what one more championship would mean for Steph.
Does that really do it for you? Like, you want Steph to be some... I think he's... First of all, he's already at minimum in the conversation of the top two.
Yeah, and then in general, like top five, another championship would lock him into the top five players of all time, I think.
I have actually...
What does that do for you? Just say it.
It means a lot to me.
Just say it. You're never going to get Quorum. If you want him to be one of your top five, just say it now. Nobody's going to argue with you, and a lot of people will not agree with you and still wouldn't even if he won two more. Like, there's still people out there going, LeBron, MJ, LeBron. Like, you're not going to get everyone on your side on that, but a Niner ring, that's like actually a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. So is a Warrior ring.
You've had four of
one
them
for
already.
The thumb, yeah. But he would rise to a spot in the pantheon where you could rightly put him on the Rushmore. I did a brief research project of ones, NBA ones, who have four or more titles, and this is post Celtics era. I don't even know. Okay, Bill Russell was the one; he's the leader. But Jordan has 6. Kareem, Magic, Duncan, and Kobe have 5.
Yeah,
and I shared Kobe and Shaq, because I put Shaq on the list. I think that they were 1 and 1A. They both count as ones to me. LeBron has 4. Shaq, Steph has 4.
Yeah, Shaq was the one. But you know, Kobe also won without him. But anyway.
Right. So
yeah.
I think those two deserve to be side by side. But only 8 players ever. Kareem has 6 titles, but the last one that they won, he was not the one.
Right.
He averaged like 11 a night. So with one more, Steph joins the pantheon of Jordan, Kareem, Magic, Duncan, and Kobe. That's... You can start talking Rushmore at that point.
You can do it now.
You'd be wrong, but...
That's fine. Who cares? Be wrong. We're wrong all the time.
You might be.
I mean, fade the divers.
Coming up.
All right.
94 days.
Why do you think I'm so excited? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Can we talk that out a little further? I'm not done with that. Y'all getting a ring in exchange for 12 years of no playoffs. You would make that trade or would you not? We'll take some calls on that right now. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dip.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The playoffs have shown that depth matters in this league. Having eight or nine good players matters in this league. You know, Mike Dunleavy made a smart comment, basically, like, you never want to be stuck, right? You never want to be stuck when you basically have traded everything and you get 15 games in, you're like, what else can we do to improve the roster here? And that's the challenge when you try to go out and make another big trade.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
This is surprising to me. This is interesting to me. It really, really is.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what drives you? Is that what motivates you? Is that what we're doing here? We're driven by the idea of trying to get to the point where people can't argue with you about whether or not Steph Curry is either the greatest point guard of all time, or if he's a Rushmore or a top five, or is that what's driving us here?
I don't know what you mean. Like,
what do you mean you don't know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't know what I mean, what you mean? I think that you can have the discussion, the argument, sure.
Yeah. What is going on here?
I mean, I think that it's a couple of different arguments. Is he the greatest point guard of all time? Is he the greatest player of all time? Is he the greatest shooter of all time? These are all different arguments, and I don't think that you can... I personally would not have the argument of, yeah, he's the greatest player of all time.
Like, I guess, maybe this ends up in the same bucket as why I hate the Halls of Fame so much.
And you also hate rankings in general. Lists.
I don't care who you like. I'll like who I like.
You can like whatever you
want. I've never enjoyed watching a basketball player more than I've enjoyed watching Steph Curry. Period. He wins. Argue with me. Do whatever you want. I don't care who you think is better. That's been my favorite experience, and nothing will ever change that.
But you don't think that he's the best player of all time. Maybe
no,
you do.
But who cares? Yeah, what if I do?
Well, you're wrong. that's what.
Great, let's eat.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, is that what's driving y'all? In order to get this fifth ring, you want to win a fight with somebody? You want to win an argument at the barbershop?
No, but I think that if he gets the fifth, now you can have the argument. And I made this analogy before.
You can now.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah.
You can argue anything.
Shaq's been doing it all year long.
About Steph being the greatest player of all time.
No, but saying like, yeah, we better start welcoming him to this conversation. Yes.
Well, I made the analogy before, and I'll pat myself on the back, pat, and say it's a great one, that if you painted a Last Supper portrait of all-time NBA players, he's in the painting. And there were 12.
How many people? 12?
12 apostles.
Okay.
And I think JC is right there in the middle, serving up brisket, as I recall. I can't confirm or deny. But you had the 12 apostles in there, and Steph would be in the painting.
Okay.
So,
and there aren't plenty who would disagree with you.
That he's not one of the 12 best of all time?
Of course.
Okay. Those people are wrong.
Yeah, great.
My opinion on the matter is right.
Okay.
I've done a deep dive. I got a clipboard full of handwritten notes that we can go to.
No, I'm more interested in this idea of like that shook me that Grandy over here, who's never seen the Niners win a Super Bowl, would seemingly rather the Warriors win next week. One next year than the Niners.
That way Steph gets number five.
Because, and then he could have some fight in the streets with Steph's legacy and what he means to you or me or the silly thing, the Rushmore.
I think it has more to do with just the deep appreciation for Steph himself, and that Steph deserves a fifth, and that because of everything that he's brought us,
okay,
that he deserves that fifth, and me seeing him accomplish that, something that so few players have ever done, would be extremely meaningful.
Okay, that's fair. And by the word deserves is always an interesting one. The word deserves is an interesting one.
Nobody deserves anything.
He deserves a fifth.
He deserves seven.
Yeah, he deserves 1,000. He's the best thing anybody's ever seen do anything. Honestly, in terms of experience, nobody, there's never, so that, like, if you want, this is the kind of the way I look at it. You can argue this from any angle that you want. No one's ever done this at 6'2". No one's ever had everybody gather around 2 hours before the game to watch him fire balls from the stands. No one's ever done that before. Not to my knowledge. Has anyone ever done that before? So he's one of one already. It just depends on what your argument is.
Right.
Right.
And for me, I would rather not go through 12 years of what I've already experienced.
There you go.
I've been a Golden State Warrior fan since, I'll say 1980, just because I think true childhood fandom starts when you're about 12. Your son's a little bit different. Yeah. Your son is...
Dude, I remember the Super Bowl on my 7th birthday.
Right,
I remember
it. You probably weren't going to a lot of games. Maybe you were, but you could say 7 or 8, whatever you want to make as the marker. I was 7 when Rick Barry won the title in 1975. And in 1975, you didn't have Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area to watch all 82 games. So you kind of only heard about it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
A little tougher to be a fan at 7 in the 70s than it is now. But if I put the marker there, I've been a Warrior fan for 50 years. And I've been through that 12-year stretch. And I don't want to do it again.
Thank you.
It was miserable. It was... a great timeout. Click and roll at Warriors.com for the Kobe Bryant 5-game mini pack. Come see Kobe and the Lakers.
Dude, it's brutal.
What about my guys?
It's brutal.
And it's 12 years.
Yeah. Like, I it's funny. Because, again, everyone gets to answer this however the hell you want. And we're talking about it because it's on our Twitter page right now. And apparently, over 75% of you at every table for four, there's only one person who will stand up and say, no, I do not want to trade 12 years of futility so that Steph can win one more next year. I think that's crazy. I think that is absolutely, positively bananas. The next 13 years of your life, you're going to get one run to a ring, and then you're going to get an absolute crap product that you don't even want to drive across town to go see for the next 12 years of your life. That's a terrible trade. That's worse than the Markkanen trade.
I think it's terrible when you already have four titles, and I just can't help but think about Sacramento,
yes,
who went 16 years between playoff appearances only to get knocked out by the Warriors in 7. And let's just say that they had won a title, and they went 16 years without one. It might be a little bit more palatable for Sacramento because they've never gotten it. They've been to the finals, let me see, 0 times have they even been to the finals. So a franchise that's never tasted it, I understand it more, but
100%.
The greed of going for number 5, that doesn't make sense to me.
I'm with you. Like the Detroit Lions right now, they would do that. They would do that. Like anybody who's like, well, we've been sitting here actually for the last 25 years, and it's futile already, so sure, we'll take 12 more if you could just squeeze in one ring. I totally get that. But again, and the concept that we're talking out here is based loosely on the idea of a Giannis or something like that. But I just, it's interesting. I guess this goes back to where, and we end up here so often, the idea of process versus result. Are we that result-oriented so that one more ring, a fifth ring for Steph Curry, and wrap that into something like you use the word almost, it felt like you were saying, selfish, like you're hoarding. You're hoarding rings, but you would trade for it over a decade of like not even having something fun to go do during basketball season. That is wild to me. It's not even close. It's not even a conversation. As you said, particularly because we've already experienced this with Steph. And part of me wants to reach out to every Steph fan in this Bay Area and tell you it's okay. It's cement. It's over. The legacy is done. You don't need to keep proving anything to anyone. You don't need to do that. I like the way, Grandy, you said it, where it's like it would be special to watch. I understand that. I get that side of it. But there's nothing more that bad that can happen. It's over. The legacy is done. The story is written.
Yeah, the dynasty's been cemented.
You can add to it, I guess, if you want, but it goes nowhere. Nowhere. He could play next year all the games and go 10-72, and the story doesn't change. He did it. He did it. The little man from Davidson became one of the greatest players who ever lived, the greatest small player who ever lived, probably greatest point guard whoever lived. But if your goal is to get everyone to agree with you, he can win 20 more and you won't get everyone to agree with you.
Well, he can win two more.
There's still people in this town who think Joe Montana is better than Tom Brady. There's plenty of you.
Right.
So you're not going to get everyone on your side.
Well, if he gets to six and he,
nope,
you know, he ties Mike,
nope,
then, you know, he'll have a much louder voice. And, you know, like Shaq says, you know, you need to let him in the room. If he gets number five, well, now he forces himself into that room. And instead of just being one of the 12 apostles in my Last Supper painting analogy, now you start talking about the Mount Rushmore of modern day NBA players. And apologies to Bill Russell and Cousy and all the fellas who, you know, won, I think, 9 out of 11 in an 8-team league when, you know, things were a lot different there. It was not the modern NBA. If he gets another one, yeah, people like Grandy who want to show that immense pride and be happy knowing that they got to see all of this up close and personal, it becomes definitely a badge of honor.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.